So the case we're going to talk about, of course, is Minerva Surgical versus Hologic. I apologize. I realize I did not actually include the case site. It should be pretty easy to find, but if you'd like it, it's 141 Supreme Court SCT 2298 from 2021. It was a 5-1-3 decision. Those were the dissents, the one and the three. In this case, inventor Chirkai co-founded this company, Novaset. All right. He invented this device to treat uterine bleeding called the NovaSure system. It used a moisture permeable applicator head. That's emphasized because it becomes important later in the facts. He filed a couple of patent applications. There's some details here. And interestingly, then, as happens with many companies, it went through some changes. Novacep was acquired by Cytec Corporation. All the patent rights were assigned. All the assets. Then Hologic came in and acquired Cytec in 2007. So you've gone at the bottom of the page, you can see you've gone from the inventor through a series of three different companies. Hologic now owns the rights that Chirkai originally was a co-inventor on. And some of the patents were noted on these various slides here. And these applications eventually issued, obviously, or we wouldn't really be having much of a dispute, would we? Now, in the interim, co-inventor Chirkai founded a different company, Minerva Surgical, in 2008. And he served in various roles in that company, as you can see on the slide. He invented a new device to treat uterine bleeding that used a moisture impermeable applicator head. So the opposite. He found another way of doing this and patented that, I believe, filed his own application. But that's not relevant here. What's relevant is the applications that were originally filed in his name, in part. Hologic continued pursuing those patent rights. They filed a continuation application 5 years after Minerva Surgical was founded. I'm guessing they saw the product on the market or saw advertising about it. And they filed a claim to encompass applicator heads generally without regard to the moisture permeability because they were trying to capture the infringing products that Chirkai went on to do. And I just point out here one thing, if you're in the business of acquiring a company, another thing that you can do is put a non-compete on the company and the people that are selling you the stuff. The sellers are prohibited from doing something for a certain period of time that might have slowed down Chirkai's new product without all patent issues. It's a separate way of dealing with things outside the patent system that comes up often in merger and acquisition transactions. So back to the facts here, these various applications of Hologic, which was the company Chirkai originally assigned to, issued as patents. And of course, Hologic sued Minerva for patent infringement of two of these patents. And Minerva, the defendant here, argued that the patents were invalid for lack of written description and enablement. The idea being that these later continuations that expanded out to a broader concept of whether or not it's moisture impermeable, there was no written description for that. It's exactly what I was thinking as I read through. And then, of course, that was actually the upshot of what Minerva tried to argue. But of course, there's the assignor estoppel doctrine. So at the same time, Minerva also, as many defendants will do, filed petitions for IPR at the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, PTAB, challenging the patentability of the relevant claims in these two patents. What happened at the PTAB happened fairly quickly, of course, while the case wound its way through the federal court system. The PTAB instituted review of the one, found all the claims relevant were invalid as being obvious. And we'll come back to that and the ability of the PTAB to ignore Essinor estoppel in a few minutes. Meanwhile, back at the Federal Circuit, the District Court in the Federal Circuit, Hologic invoked the doctrine of Essinor estoppel, as one would hope that they would do. And the District Court agreed that Essinor estoppel barred Minerva's invalidity defense for these patents because Minerva had privity with Chirkai, and Chirkai had been the Essinor of the original patent rights. The District Court found the privity and that he had executed broad assignments to Novacept, which became Cytec, which became Hologic. The Federal Circuit affirmed this on appeal. Now, as we have all seen from recent case decisions, what do we think the Supreme Court did? Well, the Supreme Court liked to overrule the Federal Circuit. In this case, I think they were right to do so, and I like how this case came out. I think it's appropriate, but obviously different minds can disagree on that point. So the Supreme Court reversed and said, well, Minerva's not barred from raising the invalidity defense, even though there was privity. Why? Well, they effectively limited the Asinor estoppel doctrine just a little bit to come up with a couple of scenarios where it wouldn't apply. And it's where the Asinor's claim of invalidity contradicts explicit or implicit representations made when the patent rights were assigned.